Also in Virginia, an experiment now underway could revitalize a traditional way of life. About 1 million oysters are growing in floating cages in the Chesapeake Bay. They're non-native, disease-resistant species from Asia. NPR's Brian Naylor reports that the seafood industry is sponsoring this experiment in hopes of restoring the oyster industry.
The fortunes of the oyster and the Chesapeake have long been intertwined. Indians ate them smoked. Early explorers reported banks of oysters so thick that ships had to take pains to avoid them, lest they run aground. Some 14 million bushels were harvested in 1874. The catch was so valuable that a Virginia governor once personally led raids against so-called foreign oyster boats plying the state's waters in what came to be known as the Oyster Wars. Those were the good old days. Today, overfishing and disease have ravaged native Chesapeake oysters, and the industry that relied on the tasty mollusk has all but disappeared.
There's no industry other than what we bring in from Louisiana and the Gulf and then shuck them here.
Jeff Hammer knows firsthand the travails of the industry, having been involved in oystering, he says, since he was a kid.
You might have some of the watermen going out and catching a basket, maybe two baskets a day in the wintertime, and that's you can't make a living on that.
Now 48, Hammer is in the vanguard of an effort to restore the oyster industry in the Chesapeake. On this day, he's counting and sorting baby Asian oysters, each about the size of a quarter. The oysters go into a net bag, which in turn is placed in a cage attached to PVC piping. The apparatus will then be floated on the unfortunately named Folly Creek behind him.
This is real exciting. I mean, this is the biggest thing that's happened to the oyster industry in probably forever. Since the invent of the dredge, you know, I mean, if this works, it's the way to go. Well, not if it works, if they let us do it. We know it works.
They are the various state and federal agencies who are watching this experiment very closely. The Asian oysters appear resistant to the two parasitic diseases that have all but wiped out the native oyster. If consumers accept the breed, whose taste is said to be indistinguishable from Chesapeake oysters, oyster farming could gain a foothold here. But the optimism is balanced by serious concern about introducing the non-native species into the bay. No one knows how they would act in the Chesapeake, for instance, whether they'd drive out other animal species. About 1 million are being raised by Hammer and 7 other farmers in this experiment. The oysters have been carefully bred so they cannot reproduce. Stan Allen is a geneticist with the Virginia Institute of Marine Science. Allen developed and holds a patent on the potentially lucrative process in which the oysters have an extra set of chromosomes, making all but 2 in 3,000 in this batch sterile.
It won't be without risk. I mean, there's going to be some modicum of risk, but it's not equivalent to actually making the introduction, which is something that certainly would be irrevocable.
This past summer, the National Academy of Sciences issued a report backing the controlled introduction of sterile Asian oysters into the bay, but warning that more research is necessary before reproductive ones can be introduced. Maryland's governor wants to introduce reproductive Asian oysters to the bay as early as next summer. Allen says much is riding on the Virginia experiment.
There's a lot of pressure among the people who don't get paychecks like you and I, when there's no seafood product. And I feel moved by that as a challenge. It is the best tool we absolutely have to put an alternative in front of these people that can't make a living off the resource that we have.
Aside from its value as a food source, the Chesapeake oyster has another useful property. It filters the water it lives in. Chesapeake oysters used to exist in such numbers that they could filter all the bay's water in a few days. They're now so scarce that the process takes hundreds. At a time when the Chesapeake is under continued stress from pollutants, the Asian oysters do not appear to have quite the filtering capacities of the native species. But as he motors his fiberglass skiff out into Folly Creek, grower Jess Hammer expresses his belief the Asian oysters do have the potential to revive the moribund industry in the bay. He says they grow like Jiffy Pop and predicts the ones he's putting out today will be ready to eat by Christmas, maybe even sooner. Brian Naylor, NPR News.